Welcome to Ask the Pastor. The question today is, why do we murmur? Why do we murmur? Of course, if you look up in the Bible, you're very familiar with the children of Israel as they murmured. And the Bible tells us in the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse number 6, after he told what all God did for them in the wilderness, he said that in verse 6, now these things were our examples, ensamples, which is an example, to the intent we should not lust after evil things, as they also lusted. Then he said in verse 10, neither murmur ye, as some of them also murmured, and were destroyed of the destroyer. So we see people murmur. We know that we have good Bible examples of it, Old Testament and New Testament. The word murmur in some form is used 38 times, I think, in the Bible. So Israel is our example. We're not to follow their examples, what he said. An example, which is, in other words, we're not to murmur. And there's an example there, not to murmur. The word murmur means to mumble, a complaint, to find fault, to make an accusation or a formal charge, to grumble, to complain, usually having indignation or anger along with it. The children of Israel were something else. The Bible says this about them in Numbers 14:22. Because all those men which have seen my glory and my miracles which I did in Egypt and in the wilderness have tempted me now these 10 times and now I have not hearkened to my voice. In other words, 10 times they tempted God by murmuring and complaining, if you please, in that sense. So 10 times in a 2-year period of time they murmured, not counting the rebellion of Korah in Numbers 16, not counting the striking the rock the second time in Numbers 20, and they complained in Numbers 21, and God sent fiery serpents in the camp. They committed whoredoms with women of Moab because of Balaam's advice, Numbers 25. Who knows how many more times they recorded in those 38 years of wandering. So we see murmuring in the Old Testament, and Israel is our example. Don't murmur like they did. It's what the Lord said in 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse number 10. Don't murmur like they do. There's also with murmuring in the New Testament. In the New Testament, as we think about this, the Bible says in the book of Luke chapter number 5, verse number 30, it says, but their scribes and Pharisees murmured against his disciples, saying, what do you eat and drink? Why do you eat and drink with publicans and sinners? They murmured against Jesus. Well, that was the religious leaders in the New Testament. The Jews, of course, did that as they followed Jesus. And John chapter 6, they murmured against him because they couldn't meet the demands he put upon them as they followed him. And then, of course, the leaders, the Pharisees and the scribes and such like, and even said Jesus went to the, and Luke 19 said Jesus went to Zacchaeus' house. He's a publican. If he knew who he was, he wouldn't do that. Listen, he knew who he was, but he went. You see, they murmured. Why did the children of Israel murmur? Why did the Jews and the disciples and the leaders, even in New Testament time and us today, why do we murmur? The same reason they murmured, for the same reason we murmur. Why? Because I'm going to give you three reasons why we murmur. We murmur because we have a lack of understanding of the ways of God. Old Testament Israel, as far as them, he brought them out of Egypt. He led them by a pillar of fire at night and a cloud by day. When the cloud moved, they moved. That was God's way. You see, God does what he wants, when he wants, how he wants, and we're not to question his way. Bible says in John 9:20, nay, but O man, who art thou that repliest against God? Shall the thing formed say to him that is formed, why hast thou made me thus? It's not ours to ask why. God's the sovereign. He's chief. He's supreme. He's above all others. And he does what he wants when he wants. And he led Israel that way. But the people of Israel didn't understand. They had a lack of understanding of the ways of God, and they murmured. He also led them through a man, human instrumentality. The one he chose wasn't Korah, but the one he chose. It was God's plan. It was God's way. Now we question because we do not understand the ways of God. In other words, they murmured against Moses, the human instrument that God placed there, but really their opposition and their murmuring and complaining was really against God. And we murmur because we don't understand the ways of God. You see, also, God is working all things together for His glory and His purpose and our good. Romans 8:28 says, "We know all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to His purpose." You see, that's for God's glory, but it's for our good. We don't understand it, and we murmur about it many times when things comes our way, but God is in control. And also, you realize as far as the Old Testament saints, Israel was concerned, that's why He had a purpose. It's why He led them through by way of the Red Sea, the long way instead of the short way. In Exodus chapter 15, verse number 17, He said, "Thou shalt bring them in and plant them in the mountain of thine inheritance." In other words, chapter 13, 17 first. It came to pass when Pharaoh had let the people go that God led them not through the way of the land of the Philistines, although that was near. For God said, "Lest peradventure the people repent when they see war and they return to Egypt." So He led them the long way so that they'd learn some things. Seems like they didn't learn a whole lot because they murmured and complained as they went. Number one, we murmur because we have a lack of understanding of the ways of God. Number two, we murmur because we have a lack of confidence in the Word of God. God told Moses something, and this is what He told him. He gave him a promise in Exodus 3:7-8. "And the Lord said, I have surely seen the affliction of my people which are in Egypt, and have heard their cry by reason of their taskmasters, for I know their sorrows, and I am come down to deliver them out of the hand of the Egyptians, and to bring them up and out of the land into a good land, that large, that is, unto a land flowing with milk and honey, unto the place of the Canaanites and the Hittites and the Amorites and the Perizzites and the Hivites and the Jebusites." So you see, they had a promise. God gave them a promise. The children of Israel had the promise of God, yet 3 days later, when He led them out, they murmured at the Red Sea. Then on the other side, after they crossed the Red Sea, they remembered the promise and quoted it in a song. "Thou shalt bring them in and plant them in the mountain of thine inheritance, in the place, O Lord, which thou hast made for thee to dwell in the sanctuary, O Lord, which thy hands have established." Well, you'd say, look like that would have solved the problem yet, but 3 days later, they murmured at Marah because the water was bitter. They murmured and murmured and murmured again and again and again. Because you see, when they murmured because they lacked confidence in the Word of God, what God had promised. In the New Testament time, we know in Mark chapter 4, verse 35, Jesus said this, "The same day when evening was come, He saith unto them, His disciples, let us pass over to the other side." He put them in a boat and headed across, but when they got in the boat, a storm rose, and Jesus was asleep in the hinder part of the ship, and they thought they were going to perish. Mark chapter 4, verse number 38 said, "And He was in the hinder part of the ship asleep on the pillow, and they awake Him and say unto Him, Master, carest thou not that we perish?" Listen, they forgot the promise that He said, "Let us pass to the other side." And so when the storm came, they forgot that, and they wasn't going to perish. God was in control. They had a promise. We're going to the other side. And just like us, we say we have eternal life, and we do have eternal life if you're saved. That's a promise. We're sealed unto the day of redemption. Nothing can pluck you out of the hand of God. Nothing can separate you from the love of God. That's the promises of God that He's given us over and over. He promises to carry us in. And yet, first storm rises and we murmur and complain. That's just the way we are, just about like the Israelites, if you please. Along the way, we murmur because we lack confidence in the Word of God. And we lack understanding in the ways of God. But listen to the Word of God, the promises of God. 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse number 21 says this. He said, "For all the promises of God are in Him, yea, and in Him, amen, unto the glory of God by us." The third reason we murmur is because we lack the lack of gratitude for the work of God. You see, Israel was brought out of slavery and was loaded with all the gold and the silver of the land. They ransacked, in essence, they spoiled the nation of Egypt, and they crossed the Red Sea by the power of God. Water was made sweet. The manna was given. The water came out of a rock. The quails, they had quails by the basketfuls. Yet they didn't go in at Kadesh Barnea. Listen, don't talk about them. We're no better than they. Well, you see, God, and they didn't go on and believe the promise of God. They lacked gratitude for what God had done. God showed us enough. Listen, if you, God's done enough for us. If he never does anything else, we ought never to murmur again. We were without God as a Gentile, without hope and without strength. Romans 5, 6 says, for when we were yet without strength, in due time, Christ died for the ungodly. Had no consciousness toward God. In other words, it's what it amounted to. But he died for us. He came to me. I'm making it personal. He put something on the inside. He awakened me, stirred me, loved me when I was unlovable. He sent the Holy Ghost to work godly sorrow. He was long-suffering with me. He worked repentance. He gave me faith. He delivered me from bondage. He gave me life and hope. He let me be born in America. I want to tell you, if God never does another thing for me and for us, we ought to say never to complain and never murmur, because he's been so good to me. So why do we murmur? We murmur because we lack the understanding of the ways of God. Number two, we lack the confidence in the Word of God, the promises of God. Number three, we lack gratitude for the work of God. And when you don't have gratitude for what God has done, it'll lead to ignorance, and even what light you have becomes darkness, in Romans 1 speaks about. And that'll cause you to go into idolatry and worship something besides the Lord God Almighty. And God will pull back the hedge, and vile affection, uncleanness, and reprobate minds, in Romans 1, and turn you over to those strange things, or allow you to go that way. All immorality of every kind on every side, even that which is against nature, homosexuality it talked about, which is against nature. You can wind up in that, because you don't have gratitude. You're not thankful. So we murmur. We murmur. Oh, Lord, help us. The word murmur, we want to look at it again and see what the word murmur means. The word murmur means to mumble a complaint, to find fault, to make an accusation or a formal charge, to grumble, to complain, usually having indignation and anger along with it. So sometimes when the preacher stands up, God's human instrumentality tells you what the master says, tells you what our commander-in-chief, who's not Obama, but our commander-in-chief, tells him what he wants done, then you get angry, you murmur, you grumble and complain, because you lack understanding of the ways of God, you lack the confidence in the Word of God, and you lack gratitude for the work of God. This is Edgar Lee Pascal, host of Ask the Pastor, saying good day to you until we meet again on the air or in the air. May the good Lord bless you is our prayer. In Jesus' name, amen.